and welcome to Sex Talks. I hope you've had a chance to catch up on our last few episodes. And this last episode specifically, just a quick recap. We talked about surrender and the idea that we all are surrendered to something or someone. And I want you to ask the question before we move on, because this conversation is a continuation of our last episode, to ask yourself and ask Holy Spirit, what or who am I surrendered to? Now, this plays out in your thinking. This plays out in your belief systems. This plays out in your decisions. And so before we move on, I just want to start by asking that question. Who am I listening to? And who most influences my thinking, my decisions? Because that's ultimately what or who I'm surrendered to. And today I want to talk about, as I said, a continuation of this. So surrender was the first step in my journey out of addiction. When I finally reached that point of just saying, you know what, I'm done living life my way. And from that point, I started questioning, what now? What do I do? What's going to help me on this journey of really becoming who I was meant to be? Free, completely free, mastering my desires, not being mastered by them, but really following and learning and exploring, God, what have you made me for? Who am I meant to be? Because that's the best life. Jesus said that's abundant life, is his kind of life. So I want to figure out what that means. And I think the first step was realizing, you know what, from basically since I was, I started looking at pornography, started masturbating, just kind of the, you know, stepping into that addiction, I have been living two different lives. And what I mean by that is, on one hand, I kind of had the, you know, the church face. I was raised in the church, which basically just showed people the best kind of parts of me that they would approve of. And then I had the other life, which was hidden. It was completely separated from the church kind of good face life. And I think, you know, there's no like defense for it at all. Like, I think if that's where you're at today, you know, there's so much grace for you. There's so much grace for me in that place. But it was a choice to hide those things because I was afraid and I felt shame about those. You know, the idea of talking about masturbation, talking about pornography, talking about any kind of struggle in the environment I grew up in was, it was very uncomfortable. It wasn't something that was normal in those cultures or environments to talk about, I'm struggling with, you know, sexual sin, or I'm struggling with this. It only ever came out, felt like, if, you know, somebody got pregnant, or it was very obvious. There was going to be an obvious consequence of that choice, right? So for someone to just come out and be like, you know what, I've been looking at pornography. You know what, I've been masturbating, or I've been sleeping with this girl or this guy. It was much more rare to hear those kinds of things, and so. Again, what I operated in was mostly kind of shame in those areas that I kept hidden in secret, and then putting on that front and that face. So realizing those two different lives, I realized, you know what, I think as part of this journey, those lives need to merge. And you hear sometimes people say, you know, you have your work life and you have your spiritual life and you have your home life, and you hear these phrases. And in some ways they make sense, right? Because we do live in different contexts, but we have the choice to be either the same person, which is really integrity, right? No matter who we're around, no matter what context we're in, or we can be different people. And I lived in that place being a different person, depending on who I was around, for many years. To the point where, in some cases, it actually caused some health issues for me. I think because I had allowed so much of that shame to build up around those things that I felt like I could never share, and I was trying to live one life in the church, you know, I was leading worship, I was, you know, a place of like receiving affirmation. That was kind of the way I got a lot of affirmation, was leading music, leading worship in the church, using kind of that skill, that talent to kind of feel okay about myself. And so I would say I reached this point in my story. If you go back to episode one, you'll hear more of my story where, yeah, I wanted that separation to go away. And again, that began with sharing with my friend, you know, I've been struggling with pornography, with masturbation. I slept with, you know, this girl outside of marriage, outside of the context God made it for. I know that's wrong. I know that's not God's intent for my life, his design, his purpose for my life. And that began kind of the journey to then share more and more of those secrets, that separate life that I was leading. And the more that I did this, I would say the easier it became. Because the more that I chose to press through that discomfort of, oh man, like people could reject me. You know, there's so much shame around this. And then I would share it and then I would realize there's grace here. God has grace for me and people have grace for me in this place. And it's not just like I share this and I keep doing it. It's I share it because I desire freedom in it. I desire to not be bound to those things anymore. And what I found is that it got easier and easier and easier. And the people that would rally around me were people that knew and saw who I could be. And they would speak life and they would speak potential and hope and possibility into my future. And I desperately needed that. I desperately needed that. And as I received more, it was like it built momentum for me. So that first step, right? Surrender. I said, yes to the Lord. I'm done mastering my own life. I'm going to submit and surrender, God, to your purpose. And then I began to share. I began to come into the light with the parts of my life that had shame, that had it felt completely disconnected from the reality of who I wanted to be. And so this step was hard. It's a hard choice to start. But the power of the freedom that it brings, just the choice, just the decision to say, I'm not going to let shame rule my life. I refuse to sit in the dark in any area of my life anymore. I will not keep this in the dark. It kills shame. When we take those things and we expose them and we say, I'm done with this. The Bible actually talks about this. And it says that there's actually healing that comes when we confess our sins. That means we bring them into the light. We expose them. We talk about them. We share with the Lord and with the people around us, the safe people, right, that are going to point us to him. It says, we confess our sins, that he is faithful and he is just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we'll actually have fellowship with each other, with other people, we'll have connection with people, and his blood will cleanse us. There's a lot of cleansing and healing here. I'm going to put these verses in the reference for this video too. But it also, there's one more place where it says in James 5:16, it says, confess your sins to one another, those choices that I made that are outside of his design, and pray for each other that you may be healed. Now, when the Bible says healed here, it's not just saying you'll be healed like your mind or your heart, though that is true. It's your mind, your heart, your body. There's actually physical manifestations of those confessions, of that release of sin and of the toxic nature of sin out of your body, out of your spirit, out of your mind and your heart. And I experienced this. I was having stomach issues, like pretty severe stomach issues through a lot of that season. And when all of this, when I chose to bring it into the light, those things were healed in my stomach. I haven't had those issues since. So even if you're dealing with health problems, because maybe there's parts of your life that have been hidden, parts of your life that maybe are closed off because they feel like shameful, or people are going to reject me if I share this, or I'm going to get judged, right? God is not standing there in a place of judgment over you. He's standing in a place of kindness and grace. He understands. He understands, but he's inviting you to release those things, to become free in those places you've been bound. And it's your choice. Nobody can do that for you. You're the only one who knows, besides the Lord, you're the only one who knows where those secrets are, where those places are that feel so hard to share. And I want to invite you to begin that journey today. Now, if you're in church, you may have heard the word accountability. And accountability many times is people around you kind of poking and prodding you for information. Now, this works to a point, right? It works to a point, but ultimately, it will not work long term. And the reason I say that is because you have to always have a certain kind of person around you that's going to poke and prod and poke and prod and poke and prod forever. And I don't think any of us really like that anyways. That is, I would say that is a step. And if you need that temporarily for now, please go get it. Don't, like, it's not a bad thing. But ultimately, becoming a powerful person means I learn not to just respond when people question me or poke for information. I learn how to share before anybody says anything, before anybody asks anything. Hey, I'm struggling today with my eyes. Like when I see a woman, I'm sexualizing her. I'm lusting after her. Or maybe, hey, I'm really dealing with this temptation to go look at pornography, to masturbate today. Like I'm dealing with these now in the moment. And I'm sharing this information because I know that my friends, these people, or my tribe, they're going to go to battle with me. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy, it says that one will put 1,000 to flight, but two will put 10,000 to flight. It's literally like an exponential multiplication of the impact that happens when it's not just you in the war. It's not just you in the battle. It's you and the Lord with people around you that are standing with you. There's a exponential resistance and an exponential like offense. It's putting 1,000 to flight, right? One is putting, two is putting 10,000 to flight. You're literally in an offensive position, sending the enemy and all of his lies and twisting and confusion and the demonic forces that are trying to come at you, you're sending them away. And if you want that kind of strength on your team, you have the Lord on your side if you've said yes to him. But you need community, you need those people that are going to be with you in the battle. So it's important, it's essential to have community, to have people around you that you are intentionally sharing with. You're not just waiting for them to poke and prod you for information. You are going to them and saying, hey, I'm dealing with this today. Will you fight with me? And this was essential for my journey. I realized that even though I was raised in the church, though I'd asked Jesus to, you know, come into my heart, I'd chosen to get baptized when I was younger, that didn't mean at that stage that I was actively following or pursuing a life with Jesus that was actually submitted to the Lord. You know, the choice to merge those two lives was a choice to surrender everything to the Lord. And maybe you're in that place. Maybe you've been raised with a church background. Maybe you haven't, but maybe you feel that tension of, hey, I'm living different lives in different places with different people. The Lord wants to bring that life that He meant for you to fruition. He wants to merge those lives and build something beautiful. And so today I want to ask a couple questions, but I want you to ask Holy Spirit these questions. First of all, Holy Spirit, what parts of my life am I currently hiding? What parts of my life am I currently hiding? Maybe it's because you're afraid to share. You could be afraid of judgment. You could be afraid of, just how people are going to respond. And that's normal. That's totally normal. But we want Holy Spirit to show us these parts. Because to step into freedom, your life needs to become one. That's where integrity can happen. That's where freedom can happen. You have one life you're living. No more stress about managing the two lives and all the lies that have to go around that and the hiding. No more hiding. Hiding is where that where that tension is constantly there. Like, I have to manage this almost like beast. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. God has something so much better. So much better. And I didn't realize until I was out of it just how much better it can be. How much more free life is when I'm not trying to manage two different lives. So Holy Spirit, what parts of my life am I hiding? And the second question, Holy Spirit, who should I begin to share these hidden parts of my life with? He's going to bring the right people. If you don't currently have those people around you that are going to point you to Him, to His heart, His love, His grace for you, I know He's going to bring them because He's good that way. He brought the right people for me, and He'll do the same for you. Yeah, so Lord, I just want to ask right now for every person listening and watching that You would bring a sense of Your grace right now. Where there's been shame, where there's been judgment, God, I ask that You would come in and You would break the power of shame as they choose one step at a time. It's just one step at a time. Yes, it can be super scary, but one choice, one person, one moment is all it takes. God, I ask that You would bring a boldness and a courage to step out of the pit, to step out of that place of shame, that place of darkness, that place of hiding. And that as they do that, God, there'd be such a sense of freedom and of joy, because that's what happens when we start to lose that baggage. We start to lose those secrets. They start to just melt away. There's this beautiful freedom and joy and life that's released. And so I just declare that over you today. That as you step into freedom, as you take these parts of life that have been secret and you say, no, I'm going to expose these. Satan, I am done with you having any hold over my life. Those places of darkness and secrets, I choose to bring them into the light because I want to be healed. And God, Your promise is that You will meet them and You will forgive them and You will cleanse them. And You'll bring abundant life and healing. And so I just speak that over you today. I ask God for courage and boldness and a new strength and a new freedom. be released to every one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Sex Talks. We believe the topic of healthy sexuality is essential, and more people need to hear it. If you've been impacted by this podcast, please consider sharing and subscribing. For additional episodes, resources, or to connect with us, please visit our website at sextalks.tv or follow us on major social media platforms.